we don't have them. Mm-hmm.
You call this junk? That's just
lovely. Junk, I reckon, would be a good name for it. Mm-hmm.
You have any kind of special room that you put junk in?
Yeah. We call it the plunder room.
Plunder room, yeah. Anybody ever call it maybe junk room? Or
junk room, I've heard them call it that.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a lumber room?
No, don't believe I have.
Don't believe so? Okay, now. And what does a woman usually do every morning when she gets up after she's fixed breakfast and everything? What does she do around here in the house?
She just tends to her housework, mm-hmm. making beds, sweeping floors, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned her sweeping floors. What does she usually sweep with now?
We call it a steep broom.
Mm-hmm, regular old broom.
Yeah.
Do you remember? In your childhood, did people ever used to sweep the yards out like that?
As clean as a floor.
Did they use any kind of separate kind of broom for the yard? Or
nothing but just an old dogwood brush broom.
You know what women usually do on Mondays? You know what they used to do then? They call them Monday.
Clean up day, I reckon.
Yeah, they maybe do the wash.
Generally, some has wash days on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Now, say if you live there in a house that has two floors, how do you always get from the first floor to the second floor? You just walk up there.
Stairs.
Mm-hmm. a minute ago, you mentioned that you had three porches in this house. You ever heard anybody call a porch anything besides a porch? Any other name for that?
Gallery, I believe was right.
Gallery, yeah. Well, anything else that people call it? You ever heard anybody call it a piazza?
I don't believe I have.
Mm-hmm. What about veranda?
I never heard of it. Mm-hmm.
Is a porch and a gallery the same thing?
I imagine so.
About the same thing. Now, let me ask you, have you ever heard the term dog trot?
Never heard of it. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a kind of house that's got, say, a breezeway down the middle of it?
A hole?
Yeah, and what do you call that kind of house that's got two big...
Double-pin house.
Double-pin house, okay. let me ask you this. Say that your house had two floors, and you had a porch up on the second floor. Would you call that a porch, too?
That I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, the door is there open. If you didn't want it that way, you might say, "Guy, get up and
shut the door."
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes on the outside of the house, you have the boards that go over each other like that. What do you call that? You know what I'm talking about?
Weatherboard?
Yeah, the weatherboard. Ever heard anybody call that something else?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. If it were aluminum, what would you call it? Would you still call it?
Siding.
Siding? Okay. Now, if you were doing some carpentry and nailing a board in somewhere, you'd say, "I took a hammer and I..."
Drove a nail in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say, "It's got to be..."
Hammered.
Yeah. Further, yeah.
Further.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roofing? Mm-hmm. The roof?
What do you call the things around the edge of the roof that catch water?
The eave or the gutter?
Eaves and gutter the same thing?
Well, the eave of the house where the water runs off in the gutter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, I see. So, now, what do you have? Do you have a little building outside where you maybe store tools and wood and things like that? What would you call that building?
I'd just call it a tool house.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you ever use the term maybe shed for that?
Well, we do have a shed.
Mm-hmm. Now, say that you had a shed or a lean-to or something like that that came up to your house like this. You have a name for where the house and the shed would join? Any kind of name?